Here with me, I have Scott Dennis, who works in technical services and
for the forage additives.
For the forage additives, and we're here at the Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center, and just went on a fascinating tour, I thought, through some of the labs and things. What I'd like to do is, Scott, if you could tell us what some of the types of work that you do here, and then what are some of the ways that you're doing that that really sets you apart from any other type of facility like this you're going to find anywhere?
We originally built this facility in 1993 because we knew from our observations of our silage that with the right bacteria, we were making the silage more digestible. So we needed a convenient way, an accurate way, to measure those differences for future product development. So we built this facility. So it's divided into several. There's a lab analysis and then different types of animal feeding trials. We can do swine digestion trials here. We can do sheep digestion trials. We do beef cattle feeding in individual pens. We have swine facilities that measure the digestibility of our different hybrids or different our alfalfa varieties and processing, all which can affect the digestibility of the corn or the hay, et cetera. So that's what we want to know. So the first step in getting an accurate analysis is an accurate sample. So what we do is we'll take 2-pound samples of forage or silage or whatever we're looking at, and we'll dry down that whole sample and then grind that to a 6-millimeter size. And then we'll take our subsamples from there, because what we find in a typical sample that you get sorting. So, the digestibility of the cob is different from the digestibility of the corn grain, is different from the stalk, is different from the leaf. So we want to make sure that when we do our testing that we're getting a good representative sample. So that comes with taking a large enough sample and then make it, grind it to the 6-millimeter. We also found that the fineness of grind will affect your results. With our studies, that the 6-millimeter grind gives us closest correlation to what you see in the animals. So that's what we use in our in vitro or in situ studies, where we put the samples inside the cow to measure digestibility, that 6-millimeter is very important. We also know that only taking one sample can give you a result, but you don't know if it's accurate or not. So we typically will take 16 samples or 16 different samples of a sample and put that 4 samples in 4 different cows and then take the average of that to give a number that we think is biologically meaningful. So that is one big difference between us and most laboratory facilities, is that they do the 1-millimeter grind, which does not accurately all the time reflect what happens in the animal, and we take 16 samples or test 16 samples of every sample to get a good mathematical average that, again, relates to what you see in the animal.
And you also really do a high volume, over the course of a year, of samples that go through here.
Typically, just for our internal digestibility of hybrids and inoculant research, we do these little nylon Dacron bags that we put inside the cow. And in a couple of weeks when all the corn silage samples are coming, they'll typically do 5,000 samples per week. That's 5,000 samples per week. But when you do as many reps as we do, that's what you need to do. So, that's just staggering. We make experimental silos, both in packets and PVCs. Typically, because we're in the stage of development for some new corn silage inoculants that we're doing a lot of that, they'll put up 3,500 experimental PVC silos this year at this location. I didn't mention this during the tour, but we also have a sister laboratory in Buxtehude, Germany, and they will do many of the same treatments because our inoculants have to work around the world. So tremendous amount of samples being done at this facility.
Now, you said besides your own product research that you're doing, do you contract out or let do work for other entities? I know we did when we went on the tour. You mentioned even the EU, for example.
Kind of indirectly, so for in many countries, you're required to register your products, and they give you a list of you need this data, this data, this data. Mm-hmm. So currently, the EU has revamped their requirements for registration of forage additives. So right now, we're just wrapping up a test that to sell our products in Europe, you had to supply safety data for not only each product, but each strain that went into the product. So we were looking at animal health. So we do a large number of registration trials at this facility for different countries around the world.
Well, and we talked to a lot of people that are involved in the ethanol business, and I did hear you mention that you will even do some testing with dried distiller grains, for example, in terms of how they perform in a feed situation.
That is correct, because there's a large percentage of Pioneer corn that goes into these ethanol plants. So this is actually twofold, that we actually have tested every Pioneer hybrid for its ability to produce ethanol. And we've seen a 4% range from the best mm-hmm. to the worst. So if you think of, you know, the number of bushels of corn that can go through an ethanol plant in a year, that's a big deal to those guys.
Yeah, when you mention a percentage like that, a large plant could be, well, you know how many gallons it might mean in a year, but it could be life or death for their business.
Correct. And we also have calibration sets with an NIR. So, you know, the next stage will be they actually pay the producer on the amount of ethanol that their corn is going to give them. So that's very important to both the grower and the ethanol plant.
Yeah.
And we do similar information on our digestibility in swine. We've evaluated all of our hybrids, how much available energy is that corn to the pig, to the chicken. Mm-hmm. So in those, I've seen that the digestibility of the starch can range from 82% to 94%. Again, that's huge difference. So you want to make sure that the chicken farmer, the turkey farmer, the swine farmer is feeding the right hybrids for maximum efficiency / profitability.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about your facility here that think people might be interested to know?
We also do digestion trials where we measure the exact nutrient content of the feed, feed it to the animals, collect all of the feces, and then from that we can tell how much of that, what percentage of that, hybrid grain is actually used by the animals. So we have lab testing to measure digestibility. We have sheep digestion trials and then feeding trials with steers. So we ramp up. So this is all the information that can be generated from this one facility, which is we're very proud of and unique for both seed companies and inoculant companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Scott Dennis. He's with Pioneer Hybrid, and we're at their Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center, kind of near, we'll just say near Des Moines, Iowa.
Between Des Moines and Ames, Iowa.
All right. Well, thanks for having us in. I really appreciate it. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.